So Jordan has the ball in the front court. She's bringing it up. She's being pushed by Alicia were all over Jordan, or Brittany, sorry, and they just finally, the ref couldn't take any more of it and called a foul. So the ball is going to go back out to the Glacier Bears. She throws the ball in to Kaylee. Kaylee barely gets it because the pass was just kind of a bad pass. Now there's three people inside with Tulsi. Tulsi just dribbled right into three Craig Panthers, and as she dribbled into the three Craig Panthers, one of them just grabbed a hold of the ball, and they called a jump ball. So Tulsi's going to be out, take the ball out, because it's going to be Glacier Bear ball. And Kaylee comes out to the top court, and she looks, and she's searching to find somebody to pass it to, and she loses her dribble, but she gets it back, and she throws the ball to Tulsi. Tulsi hits a 15-foot jumper. So beautiful shot. I think that's the third one of those I've seen her make today. I need to get her open more often. She's got quite a shot. So Craig's got the ball in the front court, and Sarah Yates has the ball. She's a freshman. She drives in and banks it off the board and answers, and the score now is 38-29. And the Glacier Bears bring it right back down the court and throw it away to Sarah. And Sarah brings the ball down the court, and Brittany fouls her as she's coming down the court. So that is the fourth foul on Haynes and the fourth foul on on Craig. So it's been pretty evenly called here in the second half. So Craig has the ball, bringing it in. Pia's got the ball in the side court, and she drives, dribble penetrates, and shoots up an air ball. Craig tries to save it. Mary tries to save it as it's going out of bounds, but she can't. And so it's going to be Glacier Bears basketball. So the Glacier Bears are bringing the ball down the court. It looks like Brittany's got the ball, and she's trying to come down the court. They need to try to make something happen here pretty quick, because they've just had this 7-9 point deficit the whole game. It hasn't been any greater. It hasn't been any less. Autumn was wide open underneath, and they just didn't get her a shot. But beautiful attempt. We had an air ball shot by Janae, and Janae missed it, and Michaela jumped out of bounds and saved the ball right to Haynes, but they to no avail because the Craig Panthers just stole it, and now they're back in the front court. Sarah Yates went to shoot. Kaylee blocked her, or Otto blocked her, sorry. And the ball now, Janae has the ball. She's heading down the court, and she pulls up, and she throws the ball back to Kaylee. Kaylee tries to penetrate. She shoots a three-point shot. Misses, but it comes back to her. She's got the ball again, and she's trying to penetrate. She shoots, and she's fouled. So on the shot, she's fouled by the Craig Panthers. And so she's going to be shooting two. So if this goes as generally scheduled for you guys, she'll probably make both of these foul shots. And nothing could help more right now than shot points being made while the clock is stopped. So first shot's long off the back iron. Looked like a good shot, though. She'll get her wits about her here, and she'll try to
came out
put in the second
Michaela
one.
Michaela came in.
All right, so up for her second shot. She puts it up and right through the hole. So it's 38-30, Craig with the lead. And the Haynes Glacier Bears really need to stop right now. So they're putting some pressure on in the backcourt. They've got a full court press going on, but Aspen kind of puts her shoulder into Tulsi, and Tulsi gets the foul. So that's going to be the fifth foul, I believe, on Haynes. Yes, so it's 5-5 in the foul count with 5 minutes and 58 seconds to go in the game. And 38-30, and Craig's taking the ball out. And Craig gets the ball in to Sarah Yates. And Sarah passes the ball back to Aspen. Aspen over to Janae. Sarah gets the ball back at the top of the three-point line. Back over to Aspen. Aspen's looking to penetrate. She's trying to get the ball into somebody. But there's nobody open underneath with those long arms of the Haynes Panther. Or the Haynes Panthers. There you go. Sorry. The Haynes Glacier Bears. Aspen tries to penetrate. She can't. Great defense. It's such a great defensive section. Oh, and there you go. The defense caused her to stand in the center of the key, and they finally called a three-second violation that they probably should have called about 3 seconds before that. So the ball is going back to Haynes. So somehow they could score right here and get some life back into their legs. I think they could make a push here for the last 5.5 minutes of the game. So they're trying to get the personnel put together here and trying to get things all figured out. And the ball comes in and goes to Kaylee. So Kaylee's bringing the ball down the court. She pushes it over to Tulsi. Tulsi gives it back to Kaylee. Kaylee's up on top, and she keeps getting double teamed. She shoots a three-pointer from way out and misses off the front iron. The ball goes to Aspen, and Aspen's pushing it down the court, and Kaylee's there to meet her. Aspen's trying to penetrate, and she pulls it back, and they're going to set up their offense. So I'm assuming we're going into the three-man weave here. Sarah Yates shoots and misses long. The ball goes to Autumn, and Autumn, Kaylee has the ball. She's trying to bring, penetrate to the back. No, she shoots off the back iron, and she misses. Now Aspen goes down full court. She's going with three great surveyors ahead of her, but she wants to shoot. She pulls up from 15 feet and misses off the back iron. And Autumn brings the rebound down. She put down her dribble, and she shouldn't have, but she gets the ball to Kaylee. So Kaylee's got the ball over. Tulsi's got the ball coming down the backcourt. So Tulsi's looking to push the ball, but she gets double-teamed. She gets the ball into Destiny. Destiny a little too far underneath, but gets it to Autumn. Autumn misses the first time, but she's got a rebound. She wants to come up, and she's fouled on the ground. So fouled on the ground, that's a sixth foul. So the ball's going to go underneath the basket for the Glacier Bears. All right, so here we are. Little stack on the inbounds play. Kaylee gets the ball. She puts up a long rainbow, and she puts it in. Nice shot. So we got 32-38 with Greg with the lead with 4.5 minutes to go. We got plenty of time here for the Glacier Bears if they want to put on a little run. Aspen sitting up in the circle. She shoots a three-pointer from way out, misses, no, barely hits iron, but Aspen's trying to skirt the inbounds with the rebound, and she gets it.
Her sister.
Jordan gets the ball back out. Not Jordan, sorry.
Johanna
gets the ball back out to Sarah. Sarah penetrates a little bit to Ashley, and Ashley gets tied up by Autumn underneath, and so there's going to be a jump ball. I believe they're going to call jump ball. Yes, yeah, so the jump ball, but it's going to go to Craig, but that means the next jump ball is going to be the Haynes Glacier Bears. So they're setting up their play on the underneath side. Ashley's got the ball. She's looking for somebody to bring it into. Gives it to Skyler. Skyler back up top to Pia. Pia out to Aspen. Aspen over to Alicia. Alicia is being guarded by Destiny. Destiny throws it into Autumn to Ashley, and Autumn just rips it right out of her hands, and here comes Kaylee down the court. So Kaylee's looking for an outlet. She gives it to Autumn. Autumn wants to drive, and she gets tripped by Skyler. She looks like she's okay. She's getting up kind of slow, but her ankle a little bit, but she looks fine, and I believe that's the seventh foul, so they're shooting 1-1. So this is what it's going to come down to with 3.5 minutes to go. Autumn putting in her foul shots, and I believe she made her last two. She's walking a little tenderly. You can tell that she was definitely shooken up a little bit on that last sequence. So they're putting everybody at the line, and she's going to shoot a 1-1. So these are the points that count right here. The shot's up. And off the back iron long, but Destiny tried to get over the top, and she almost got there for the rebound. But Alicia pulled it down in the end, and now Craig is bringing the ball down the court. Ashton's wide open for a three-point shot, and she misses it short, but it goes right back to her for the second time. She misses again. And the ball gets taken down by Destiny, but Destiny throws it right back to Aspen. Aspen throws it out to Skyler. Skyler shoots a three-pointer that's way deep and long. And then Alicia gets the rebound, and she trips over a couple of people, and they call a foul. I don't know that that foul was actually a foul. It almost looked to me there was a lot of incidental contact there that was caused by Alicia. But nonetheless, they called the foul on the Glacier Bears, and there's a timeout on the court. So with 3 minutes and 9 seconds to go, the score is 38-32. There's seven fouls, so we're in the bonus the rest of the way for the Haynes Glacier Bears, and it looks like we're in the bonus the rest of the way for Craig as well, because there's six fouls on the Glacier Bears. Nobody's in any inherent foul trouble, so it looks to me like, you know, through the rest of this game, we're going to have a lot of the same that we've just had, but there's only a six-point difference. So if somehow, some way, Haynes can just kind of put on a little stump here and just stop Craig for just a couple of possessions or get a couple of turnovers that they've already been causing and convert on the other end, this could definitely be a game that goes down to the wire because, you know, they were down by 10 points just, you know, a minute ago, and so they're definitely catching into it. So the Craig Panthers are out there, ready, and the Haynes Glacier Bears are coming back onto the court now. Looks like Aspen's going to take the ball out of bounds, and Glacier Bears are going to stick their arms way across the key again and just make it so nobody can penetrate.
Skyler went to shoot a three-point shot, and she was, and Destiny came out to stop her, and she shuffled her feet, and so the ball's going back to Glacier Bears. That's one of those turnovers that the Glacier Bears needed. Now they need to capitalize on one of these turnovers. Autumn set a great screen in the center. They look, Destiny, there we go. Underneath, Destiny shoots it and scores. Beautiful little sequence. I was surprised it worked out, but now it's 34-38. The Craig Panthers with 2 minutes and 50 seconds to go. So Alicia has the ball in the front court. She passes the ball over to Aspen. Aspen brings the ball back over to Pia. Pia sends the ball back over to Aspen. Aspen underneath to Mary. Mary shoots. Autumn blocks her shot, but Aspen gets the rebound from the blocked shot. She pushes the back over to Alicia. Alicia thought about shooting a 3 feet behind the three-point line, but she thought better of it. She passed it off, and she got it back. She passed it, shot it from 2 feet inside the arc and airballed it. It's a good thing she didn't shoot the first one. But the Craig Panthers got the rebound back to Skyler, and Skyler put in a three-pointer almost as... No, they only gave her two. So not all is lost yet. We've got 2 minutes and 7 seconds to go. Kylie's got the ball. Kaylee's got the ball, and she shoots a three-pointer that goes way off the back of the rim, but the ball is lost out of bounds by Skyler. She was bringing it up the court, so the ball's going to be the Glacier Bear ball in front of the Glacier Bear bench, ready for... there's 2 minutes left to go in the game, a minute 56 to be exact. It's 40-34. Of course, the Craig Panthers are still in the lead. Autumn's wide open underneath the basket, but nobody sees her. They're trying to penetrate, but they can't get it to her. And Kaylee shoots it and misses from the three-point line, but Autumn shoots another one and misses it again. But it looks like that's Tulsi. So Tulsi's been fouled as she got that rebound. That hustle play is what that really was. So if Tulsi can put in these shots, there'll only be a four-point deficit. And there'll be a minute 43 left to go in the game. There's still plenty of time. I'm assuming that they're going to put full court pressure on them as soon as this sequence is over, especially if you can put these two shots in. So Tulsi with the ball. Shoots it up. Puts it in. So it's 35-40. With a minute 43 to go, she's going to be shooting her next shot. If she can put this one in, there's only going to be four-point difference between the two teams.